Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
This story thanks to BibleStudyTools.com. One day when D.L. Moody was in Brooklyn, he saw a young man going along the street without any arms. A friend who was with Moody pointed him out and told him the story of what happened. When the war broke out, this man felt it was his duty to enlist and go to the front. He was engaged to be married, and while he was in the army, he and his fiancée corresponded frequently. Then there was a new battle, the Battle of the Wilderness. No letters from the man. The fiancée looked anxiously for the accustomed letter, but none came. At last, a letter came in, written in different handwriting. She opened it with trembling fingers, and it said, "We have fought a terrible battle. I have been wounded so awfully that I shall never be able to support you. A friend writes this for me. I love you more tenderly than ever, but I release you from your promise. I will not ask you to join your life with the maimed life I now have." That letter was never answered. The next train that left, the fiancé was on it. She went to the hospital, found out the number of his bed, and went down the aisle between the long rows of wounded men. At last she saw the number and hurried to his side. She threw her arms around his neck and said, "I'll not desert you. I'll take care of you." He didn't resist her love. They were married, and there's no happier couple than this one. We're dependent on each another. In Jesus' teaching, he says how he'll take care of us. "I'll take you to this bosom of mine," he reassured us. That young man could have spurned her love, but he didn't. Surely you can be saved if you will accept the Saviour's love. If God loves us, my friends, he loves us to the end. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but have eternal life. I'm Aaron Wright.